You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 25, Building True Wealth. Thank you for joining us today for our Thursday show. This is when we take the time to acknowledge and recognize our listeners. We intentionally set aside Thursday's show to give you, our listening audience, the opportunity to share your thoughts on the show. You can do this through email or by contacting us through any of our social media sites, or you can use our Audio Boom voice recorder. I'm still waiting on someone to do that. This will allow your voice to literally be heard, asking your questions or leaving your comments on the show. In order to use our Audio Boom voice recorder, you do have to sign up for a free account with Audio Boom, but it only takes a few minutes, and after that, you have the option of accessing the voice recorder via our website at awakenthehealing.com or by visiting our Audio Boom channel. We love hearing from our listeners, and I encourage you to let us know what you think about the show. I want to once again thank Audio Boom for hosting this incredible podcast and for helping me to spread this positive word around the world. I'm very, very happy to have such an incredible team behind me. And now, everyone at Audio Boom, I just want to say a big thank you to you. Thanks to everyone who has also purchased my book, Doors of Light. And I thank those of you who have started to give me some feedback on the book. I'm so happy to hear that you're loving it. That really makes me feel good. I appreciate all the feedback. Today, I want to thank everyone who commented on last week's shows. Last week, we focused on relationships and how they are vibrational mirrors for us. Episode 20, Your Vibrational Mirror, got some very interesting comments. Marilyn June, Bill Udemark, and Denise LaRosa, thank you for leaving me your thoughts on the show. I love hearing from all of you. We received no questions this past week, but some of the comments inspired the content for today's show. We're going to talk about building true wealth. This conversation is going to make you look at wealth in a completely different way. It may be a paradigm shift for some of you. Let's start by asking the question, what is wealth and what is true wealth? Wealth, just like everything else, is a state of consciousness. And for most people, there will be a need to redefine the idea of true wealth. Spirit says that true wealth is manifested through attaining a balanced life, and that life will be filled with joy. You will start to notice that the more balanced you become in your life, the more joyful you will be. Joy and harmony are manifestations of balance. The more balanced you are spiritually, mentally, and physically, the more joy and harmony you will begin to experience in your life. As we continue to grow and understand these concepts, you will see that everything has a counterpart, from the level of consciousness to a physical manifestation. An example of this is joy being the manifestation of balance and stress being the manifestation of going against the flow, and so on. When your experience is filled with joy and harmony, that is when you will have begun to manifest true wealth. It will expand, and life will only get better and better over time. For most people, wealth only applies to money or financial gain. This is where the definition usually stops. Again, this is a reflection of our social conditioning and focus on the physical. But remember, we spoke about this in earlier episodes. You can satisfy your desire to acquire lots of money and still be unhappy and in poor health. So under those conditions, would you consider that to be a state of true wealth? I'd have to say no. In order to establish the idea of true wealth, I would like to direct your attention to a higher state of consciousness. Let's look at it this way. Why do you think that most books that teach about building wealth advise you to change the way you think? They often talk about the habits of highly successful people and how to think in order to grow rich. This is because wealth is a state of consciousness. The problem is, most books stop at this point. Few stress the need for you to attain a positive state of health and to create loving relationships in your life. I can only think of Napoleon Hill as he stresses all of these things in his lecture on the 17 Laws of Success. There may be others out there, I just haven't read them, but generally people focus only on creating money as the way to build wealth. Let's talk about different states of consciousness. True wealth is born of your positive mind, and therefore everything that you don't want to live is born from your negative mind. I want you to understand this because people use many different words to describe the same thing, but I like to be as clear as possible. There are two different minds within you. One is positive and the other is negative. Most people live in their negative mind, and they know what that mind is capable of producing. All you have to do is look at the daily news. You see the product of the negative mind at work, but it's a simple turn of the dial, changing the frequency of your mind and choosing to think positively about life instead of negatively. When you make the switch, you will begin to experience the possibilities of living through the positive mind. Just imagine that. The positive mind believes in everything that is good, just the same way the negative mind believes in all bad things. Not to say that if you live in your negative mind, you will never have a positive thought. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that you will live mostly through a negative frame of mind, a negative perspective. You will create the bulk of your experiences through this mind. The positive mind, on the other hand, believes that all good things can happen. This is a challenge, isn't it? Just the idea that you can believe in everything that's good. It feels weird in some way, doesn't it? To most people, this will be true. Some will say, oh, you're living in a fairy tale to believe that. But why does it have to be a fairy tale to believe in what's good? If that's true, then believing in all bad things has to be living in a nightmare. This, my friends, is a paradigm shift because we live our beliefs. We must begin to move from the dark mind to the one filled with light in order to experience all that we want, which is true wealth. You must begin to shift the scales of your mind to a more positive direction. This can be done by simply working at it every day. If you want to build true wealth, then you're going to have to move into your positive mind. You must release the mindset of negativity because this has kept you in a state of bondage, mentally, spiritually, and physically, and move your energy toward a higher state of consciousness, a mindset that confirms that everything you want to live is possible and attainable. Let's see what true wealth looks like. Spirit says that true wealth is a spiritual state. It's vibrational, just like everything else. It's created through shifting your consciousness to a higher level of being. These higher frequencies encompass all that you want to live. True wealth is an awakened state because you can't experience it unless you first raise your consciousness to higher levels. Many people experience bits and pieces of what we've come to know as wealth, but they still experience poor health, unhealthy relationships, and conflict in their lives. This is not the vibration that we're speaking of. These are manifestations of the negative mind, poor health, bad relationships, and conflict. And as long as a person continues to entertain the negative, they will experience these things, and they will never know what true wealth looks or feels like. Attainment of this higher state of consciousness is achieved over time. It's something you work at. As I mentioned before, when you take care of your spiritual needs, you will automatically satisfy your physical ones. True wealth is good health, joy, happiness, peace of mind, loving relationships, wisdom, and abundance in all its forms, including financial abundance. But that doesn't always mean you have to have an overflowing bank account to be wealthy. It could manifest in that way, but it could also manifest in a way that you always have everything you want or need, and it comes to you with no effort. It just comes when you ask. Each person will manifest their wealth in the way that they desire, just like success is something that you must define for yourself. Believe that all you want to live is possible and start moving toward your dreams with a positive mindset in order to create your true wealth. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.